The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Today on Charlie Kirk Show, Ed Dowd joins us. He commits the crime of noticing. Unbelievable conversation. If they were right, why do they have to shut us up? Subscribe to our podcast. Open up at your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And make sure you get involved with Turning Point USA. That's tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Sort of high school or college chapter today. We also have Miranda Devine to walk through the bombshell Devin Archer testimony. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Become a member, members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campuses.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Just a minute, we'll have the great Miranda Devine update us on the Devin Archer testimony yesterday. And the media spin has just been impressive. Scary, chilling, Soviet, Maoist, but honestly impressive how much they just not even hate the truth. They just don't care about the truth at all. Pure Pravda party politics. Remember, here's your trivia question for your friends that you're hanging out at the summer. What does Pravda mean? Truth. Hilariously. Again, I just love these excuses they give. Oh, it's just the weather. Yeah, we're just talking about the weather. 20 times we're talking about the weather with Burisma officials on speakerphone for a 20-minute conference call while we're in Dubai and the Ukrainian officials rush to come see us. Yeah, it's 73 and really sunny. How's the weather in Dubai? Hot. Dry. Oh. Explain more. Hot. Dry. Oh. Cool. Could you imagine that for 20 minutes? How's the weather in Ukraine? Cloudy? Depressing? Oh, sounds like Seattle. That's what we're supposed to believe that these calls were all about. These people are liars. Yeah, this is, again, this is Dan Goldman. So Dan Goldman is really the Joseph Goebbels in this situation. I do not use that comparison lightly. I understand the implications of that. I hope it gets clipped. Dan Goldman is acting like a Nazi propagandist. I've never seen anything quite like this. Play cut 40.
So to confirm, you're saying that the speakerphone conversations, they don't seem concerning to you because there is no specifics about business, and it just seemed like
it was clear that it was clear that it was part of the daily conversations that Hunter Biden had with his father, and it was and sounded like most of the time, now President Biden didn't even know who the people he was at dinner. He was just asked to say hello, and he would, you know, talk about the way he described it several times. They asked over and over and over. He described what the weather was, how what's going on your end. They were purely what he called casual conversations.
Yeah, casual conversations. Yeah, there's no evidence except for the LLCs, the wire transfers, the meetings, the monthly payments, the expert witness testimony, the linchpin ratting out, 10% for the big guy. Besides that, there's no evidence. By the way, this is just, it's like the Loretta Lynch thing. You know they're lying. You just remember I don't think people remember the Loretta Lynch thing very well. You have this plane, Sky Harbor. Loretta Lynch was the acting attorney general. People forget about this. It was memory hold. Sadly and tragically, the reporter who broke the story killed himself. In fact, I was messaging him on Twitter and then he killed himself. So he reported on Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch meeting, and we'll have Miranda Devine in just a second. I'm going to finish this. On this plane, and remember, literally weeks, I think a couple days later, you get the timeline, Blake, for the next segment. James Comey comes out and says, okay, Hillary did something wrong, but we're not going to charge her. And yeah, Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch on this plane, they were just talking about grandkids and golf. Grandkids and golf. Miranda Devine, Miranda, that's a lot of chatting about the weather. What did we learn yesterday with Devin Archer's testimony?
Well, we learned that Joe Biden did get dialed in by Hunter Biden on 20 occasions that Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's former best friend, witnessed when they were having business meetings with these overseas shady characters, such as the Ukrainians from that energy company Burisma that was paying Hunter $83,000 a month to not do much. So now we're told also, Devin Archer also testified that there were dinners, including these two dinners at Cafe Milano in Georgetown, where Hunter organized for his father to come in and sit down and have dinner with his, you know, Ukrainian and Russian oligarchs and some Kazakhstanis as well, who were paying him lots of money. And so that was the whole influence peddling operation. It was that Hunter Biden was demonstrating to these billionaires and oligarchs from China and Ukraine and Russia that who were sort of showering him with cash and diamonds, that he could get the most powerful man in their part of the world from America, the vice president of the United States, who'd been deputized by Obama to take care of Ukraine and China, that he could get them on, get this powerful man on the phone at the drop of a hat anytime. That was what they were selling. They were selling access [S2] Yes. [S1] To Joe Biden. And it's completely irrelevant when Dan Goldman says, oh, they just spoke about the weather and they never talked about business. Of course they didn't. Everyone knows that's not how the game is played. It's ridiculous. Of course Joe Biden is not going to be caught saying anything specific about money or deals. The whole point is just that he's available, that Hunter has the ability to get him online.
Yeah, and so first of all, the reason I definitely believe this is that if you're going to sell at America, definitely do it at Cafe Milano. The food there is excellent. So this is, I just got to say that they definitely have a taste for the finer things. So let me ask you, the media's in full spin mode. It's Pravda, Soviet style. I don't use those words lightly, having studied and understand that. It's unbelievable. They're keying in on apparently one line from Archer that said this was the illusion of access. Was this just an illusion?
Yeah, look, we haven't seen the transcript yet. That's the first, in that testimony he said. But remember, there's 1 hour of questioning he had from the GOP interrogators and then 1 hour from the Democrat ones. And they kind of knew what he was going to be saying because his lawyer is acting pro bono from Boies Schiller. And Boies Schiller, of course, is a Democratic outfit. So I'm not saying that his lawyer is not acting in Devin Archer's best interest, mm-hmm. but it's just that it's, you know, and we wrote a story also in last week, previewing what his testimony was going to be. So they knew pretty well how to navigate things so that it looked the best for Joe Biden. That's the way I read the Dan Goldman readout, which is quite different from the James Comer readout. And, you know, and Devin Archer just was going to go there and tell the truth as he knew it. Whether or not he told everything he knew, who knows? But he certainly told enough that damaged Joe Biden incredibly, because he's always pretended that he knew nothing about Hunter's overseas business dealings. He said that repeatedly. He's pretended that nobody in his family got a penny from China when he knew full well they did. He flew Hunter on Air Force Two to Beijing and shook hands with the business partner who kicked him into this, you know, equity fund that had $2.5 billion worth of funds under management in 2019. So that was a pretty penny. He had 10% of that business. So Joe Biden just lied and lied. And I think Devin Archer's testimony, just the very headline of that is that just proves or shows that Joe Biden lied when he said he knew nothing.
100% lied. Yes, that's right.
The Democrats are trying to get us to believe that this creature of the swamp, this senator for four decades in Delaware and vice president of the United States, is so naive that when Hunter Biden puts him on the speakerphone and introduces him to all these foreigners or invites him to dinner at a restaurant in a private room with all these foreigners from these shady countries, that Joe Biden doesn't twig what is going on. Of course he knows.
So what happens next? What is the transcript will be released. We'll maybe learn some things. Dan Goldman went into full spin mode, I think, obviously representing. And he's like, oh, yeah, they talked about nothing but the weather. Like, OK, you realize you could talk about the weather and also selling about the country. Miranda, what happens next? About a minute remaining.
I think they're very concerned about the Devin Archer testimony. There are other witnesses that are coming forward and other documents that are quite damning. So I think the way to look at this is a jigsaw puzzle, and Comer's committee is putting together the pieces into a coherent whole. They're not there yet, but they know where the pieces are. And so you have to be patient. I mean, I hear people say, oh, this is the smoking gun. No, it's not. It's a painstaking, slow putting together of the case. And it seems very obvious now. You can see the shape of the jigsaw puzzle, but we just need to see them slot the last remaining bits into place.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Every day we hear about another familiar brand selling out their customers and going woke. Americans are sick and tired of having left-wing propaganda jammed into every product they consume. Woke mobile companies are no different. For years, they've been dumping millions into liberal causes, and we had to take it because you need a cell phone and probably thought there was no alternative. I've got news for you. There is, and I want you to make the switch today. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offering dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks, so you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to in your area, minus the leftist propaganda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message that you support free speech, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching very easy. Keep your phone, keep your number too. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Charlie. Ask about their coverage guarantee while you're there. patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Let's play cut 46.
It's just strange credulity that he flies to China with his son and doesn't ask once, by the way, where are you going to go in China? You know, are you doing business here? That he makes all these calls to these to dinners with foreign characters, and he doesn't say, who were those guys? Why were you meeting? It's just not very believable. We have to find out the full story here. I think this is shaping up to be one of the greatest corruption scandals in the history of Washington, and that is saying a lot.
Miranda, your reaction to Jonathan Turley, who's a very careful communicator in how he describes things. Do you think he's over the target here?
I do. I mean, I think he's right when he says it's the greatest corruption scandal in Washington history. And, you know, I just add a little extra to that, which is that it's a scandal that half the media does not want to cover. And that's the prestige so-called half of the media, which is the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN. It's incredible that The Washington Post, which broke Watergate, is now studiously avoiding either covering this story, or when it does, like the New York Times and the rest of them, it does it to carry water for Joe Biden, to protect Joe Biden. I mean, just the example yesterday of Devin Archer's testimony, they all ran the readout from the point of view of Dan Goldman, that all Joe Biden was doing was talking about the weather. I mean, if that was Richard Nixon, if that was Donald Trump, if that was anybody, any Republican president or even any Democratic president in the past, they would not be making excuses for him. It is just incredible. The corruption is staring us in the face. And yet we're being gaslit.
Yes, we are.
By the media.
Smart. That's exactly the right word. You're exactly right. Yes.
And in the intelligence community, the FBI, the DOJ, you know, I think the reason is not that people necessarily are protecting Joe Biden, although Joe Biden is the puppet for somebody very powerful. But I think also, and the stakes are very high because we're now in this proxy war with Russia. But I think that it's really that the people who created the cover-up are now covering up for themselves. You know, they don't want to be outed. And this is what, you know, the little engine that could, this little under-resourced 6-month investigation that James Comer is running, you know, out of the Oversight Committee, people criticize them. They haven't got a lot of resources. They aren't the FBI. They don't have the resources of the Department of Justice. They're not, or a special counsel like Jack Smith, a killer, but they still are uncovering a lot of important facts, and they're covering the money trail. They're getting whistleblowers to come forward, and it's all creating a really uncomfortable situation for Joe Biden, who, it's no surprise, has gone into the, you know, the proverbial basement. I mean, he's at the beach, but effectively he can't be asked questions. And then he's just sent Dan Goldman out there, who was, remember, he worked for the Democrats as a lawyer during the Trump impeachment. So he's out there just saying the most farcical things that do not pass the sniff test. But he gets away with it because it gets laundered as truth by that part of the media that's, for some reason, corrupted itself. And I think it's corrupted itself because it's not even, like, it's, people say the corporate media, but who actually runs those, the Washington Post, who actually runs the New York Times? Something weird is going on, and they're certainly in bed with the intelligence community.
There's something not right here, Miranda, and I think you're super smart. The gaslighting part of this is that decent people watch Dan Goldman, and you know what they say, Miranda? Oh, I must be missing something, because there's no way someone could be that aggressive, right? And like that intense for a lie. No, he can. And it's, they're so adamant, aren't they, Miranda? And it's like 10 out of 10 ferocious defense, as if this, they're completely innocent and they're wrongly accused.
Absolutely. And this, they're so cynical and they're so successful. And you just have to look at how Donald Trump was impeached for asking questions about all this corruption.
Exactly right.
He was impeached for something that Joe Biden did. Joe Biden was the one who threatened to withhold the $1 billion in aid unless the prosecutor was fired who was investigating his son's, the company that was paying his son all that money. And you know, those Ukrainians from that company were on a call with Joe Biden that Devin Archer testified about, although that's is being contested. Yep. So we'll see what the transcript tells them.
The great Miranda Devine. Miranda, you have done amazing work on this. And once, you know, this scandal is going to continue to blow open, you deserve a lot of credit. Thank you so much, Miranda Devine. Great job. I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com. 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what is life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Joining us now is the legendary Edward Dowd, author of Cause Unknown. Ed, thank you so much for joining the program. Cause Unknown, the epidemic of sudden deaths in 21 and 22. So, Ed, I have a question. After now all the data we have, is the cause still unknown?
We put the title of the book in quotes, obviously tongue in cheek. The cause is known as far as we're concerned. We're 150 to 200% convicted that it's the vaccine. And unless the authorities come forward and explain all the medical conditions that we're finding, the missed work time, the disabilities that are rising, and excess deaths, they really have nothing other than cover up and a crime at this point, because they're not even talking about this.
So can you just give some numbers as to the scale and why you are so confident? You're a very clear thinker. You're a very credible person. How did you come to this, you know, these arguments? Because to the regular media, this is still a largely radioactive subject.
Well, the biggest smoking gun that I saw early on was the mix shift from old to young and excess deaths. In 2020, we had 500,000 excess deaths in the U.S., same number in 2021. The biggest problem with those numbers was the mix shift from old to young, especially millennials, and then especially working age millennials. And the smoking gun for me was the Society of Actuaries, not even my numbers. They saw 40% excess mortality in their group life policy insurance between the ages of 25 and 64. The U.S. population experienced 32% excess mortality in 21. This relationship had always been those employed at Fortune 500 companies were always much healthier. They proved that in studies from the past. And so that relationship flipped. Millennials are still experiencing 23% excess mortality in the group life policy section. That's 25 through 44. So the excess deaths continue. And since I wrote my book, more data has rolled in on disability in the UK, the US. We now have disability data that can go down into what's going on with the human body systems and the causes, and it's off the charts ridiculous. So there's either fraud in the UK disability system, we dropped this report 2 weeks ago, or they're hiding something. They're hiding horrendous increase in new claims that are just off the charts statistically and percent-wise.
Is there any other possible rational explanation to just devil's advocate that could possibly be able to make sense of these extraordinary spikes in excess death that is, as you say, still continuing to this day and this year?
Well, a lot of people in my comments say it's COVID, and they say, hey, dummy, we have a pandemic, it's COVID. Well, if that's the case, why did we declare the pandemic is over? We do know that COVID is mutated into Omicron, which is basically a cold. So if it is COVID, that is alarming, and the authorities are hiding that as well. So that's the only possible explanation, but I suspect that's a joke.
So, you know, we could play the B-roll here, guys. And, you know, I feel like almost every other day, Ed, I'm seeing, let's just say, a news item that seems unusual, right? I mean, Bronny James, we don't know what caused that, but there is speculation. We're playing some B-roll here on screen. Let's focus on the athletes in particular, Ed, which I think has received a fair amount of chatter online, right? These are obviously people that are in great shape. We did do a mass inoculation mandatory mRNA shot campaign. Have we seen an increase in athletes' pericarditis, myocarditis, inexplicable collapses, or other health issues in recent, let's just say, year and a half, 2 years?
Absolutely. So there was a study done. It's in my book. It's a Lufain study done in Switzerland. It was a 38-year study that examined sudden athletic death. It was published, I think, in 2006. And it found that globally there was an incidence of on average 29 sudden athletic deaths under the age 35 per year on average. And these were deaths that occurred on the field or on the way to the hospital. So did this phenomenon occur prior to 2021? It sure did. But as a math guy, as a statistics guy, a Wall Street guy, trend follower, the frequency of these now are off the charts. You know, we'd be lucky to have a month with just 29 since 2021 deaths. There are months with sometimes over 100 of these types of deaths. And, you know, you talked about the recent reemergence in the news of activity. Again, we don't comment on individual cases, but what's interesting to me is the frequency of the new news items also kind of foots with what we saw in May and June in the U.S. disability data, the metadata. So U.S. disability data was around 30 million disabled individuals prior to 2021. It took off starting in February of 21 to 33.2 million. To a high in September of 2022. The good news was that it slowed and kind of went sideways. The bad news was it didn't return to trend. And then unfortunately, in May and June, we added 1.3 million new disabled individuals. So we were hovering around 3.2 million excess disabled people prior to 2021. And we added a million in 2 months, May and June. So whatever's going on, statistically is reaccelerating this summer, and all of a sudden we see more anecdotes and more news stories. So there's a coincidence there. So, you know, I can say definitively the metadata is confirming what you're hearing anecdotally and what you're seeing in the news the last month or two.
So just to make sure I heard this correctly, is that there was typically 29 to 35 sudden deaths per year, and now there's 35 every couple weeks. Is that what you said? Is that right?
No, I didn't say that. There was 29, on average, there was 29 a year globally. Now we'd be lucky to have just 1 month with 29 sudden athletic deaths.
Got it. It's about right.
Okay. Yeah. So what's going on? And this is globally, of course, not just the U.S.
Sure. So, you know, Ed, we were just playing some very, very compelling B-roll showing people collapsing, you know, sports announcers, athletes. We hear the stories, right? We see also people such as Christian singer Tori Kelly gives update on scary blood clot hospitalization. What technically about the mRNA shot would lead us to believe that blood clot, pericarditis, myocarditis would be connected to an mRNA shot? What do we know about the technology of mRNA shots that would actually allow us to make this make sense?
All right, so I'm going to delve into something that's not my lane, but I've heard from some of the doctors, the frontline doctors who blew the whistle on this early on. It seems to be that the spike protein is the cause of a lot of these different things that we're seeing. It can cause a folding of blood cells that then clump together and cause clots. So the spike protein seems to be the culprit. And unfortunately, in some individuals, well after their initial vaccination, they continue to produce the mRNA or RNA that makes spike protein well after it was supposedly supposed to stop. So they're kind of creating their mini spike protein factories, and over time this can accumulate and cause different organs and blood to be affected. So it presents itself in a variety of different manner, but it's the spike protein basically.
The book
continues to be produced.
You know, yeah, the book is Cause Unknown: The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths. So. And by the way, Ed, last time we had you on, our conversation was the highest performing episode of the last 6 months. So we're honored to have you back. So, Ed, I'm going to ask, you know, this a different way. I want to make sure I'm not falling victim to confirmation bias. I'm sure you're the same way, right? You see these videos,
Correct. You
see these news articles. What assurance can you give our audience or myself that we are not engaging in confirmation bias?
Well, to what I said earlier, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics showed in May and June, we reaccelerated the disabled, those identifying as disabled in the U.S., and we added 1.3 million in 2 months. So it took 18 months to add 3.2 million. In the last 2 months, we added 1.3 million. So we're basically reaccelerating the disabled in this country. And it's at the point now where I'm and my team, you know, Carlos and Yuri, my two partners, you know, we're finance guys. We're now looking economically what this is going to do to the country. I said in December to Ron Johnson, we have a national security problem here because this seems to be affecting the employed in our country because obviously they took the shots due to mandates. And so we have an employment problem, a labor problem. The Federal Reserve is looking at the unemployment number, which is being affected by disability. So they're getting the wrong signal. Luke Grauman, an economist who didn't blame the vaccines, was pointing out the disability problem. So it's starting to get into people's heads that something has gone very wrong, and it's going to affect lots of different things, the economy for years to come, supply chains, you name it, resources we're going to have to put to taking care of the disabled. This is a disaster, in my humble opinion.
So, Ed, stay there. I want to tell our audience to go buy your book, The Cause Unknown. What I want to talk about in the next segment is the gaslighting and the suppression and the cover-up of this. And Ed, I want to compliment you on the book because what you have done is the worst crime you could do in public life. You've committed the crime of noticing. You are not allowed to notice things that the regime has not deemed acceptable. Can't notice that we have an open border, can't notice that our dollar is getting less valuable, and you can't notice that perfectly healthy athletes and 20-somethings are dropping because the cause is unknown. I think noticing is what makes us human. In fact, when you notice trends and you have pattern recognition, you're able to solve problems. Think of how many things you're not even allowed to notice. In fact, that's when you're really going to get attacked. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, they're celebrating over 80 million pillows sold. Mike Lindell with MyPillow wants to thank you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. You'll receive a queen-size MyPillow for $19.98. Regular price is $69.98. and just $10 more for a king size. With this special anniversary offer, you'll receive a deep discount on all MyPillow products, such as their bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and so much more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Kirk to receive this amazing offer on the queen size MyPillow. It's time to start getting the quality sleep you deserve. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Receive this amazing offer on the queen size MyPillow. Let's support my friend Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. It's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. So, Ed, you are a thought criminal because you decided to notice a pattern. Any reaction to that about how widespread and how aggressive the suppression of noticing has been?
Yeah, so when I started to notice this pattern, Twitter banned me in June of 2022. Thankfully, Elon took over the company and put me back on in December. So Twitter has been kind of helpful to all of us, I think. But it's been Suppression City. My book has been suppressed in that they don't talk about it. I haven't been on really any mainstream media. The closest I came was Tucker Carlson's Fox Nation before they canned him. And so this is being suppressed and not even talked about. And the book is spreading word of mouth, thankfully. Our website, Finance Technologies, where we have all this research that shows everything, is spreading. It's spelled with a PH. We hit 1 million views finally after we dropped the UK PIP data, the disability data. What was interesting is we added about 330,000 views in 1 month. So what I'm noticing is, and being a trend follower, is it seems to me that we're getting closer and closer to the event horizon of kind of this thing really inflecting and this becoming common knowledge and word of mouth spreading rather than the mainstream media or any government authority, you know, admitting this. I think this is just rapidly getting out there, which is good news.
Which would be an extraordinary accomplishment. But Ed, if you were to speculate, I mean, you're a data guy, very accomplished investor and financial mind. I naturally gravitate to the why. Why is it that you can't even notice it? Why is it that this is the it's not even the third rail? It is a level that you can't even begin to glance at. What is your, being in the weeds on this and dealing with the incoming, what is your speculation as to why?
Well, let's go back to who stood. Forget about whether this was done on purpose or it was a screw up. Let's just put that aside for a second. When it did go down, there are a conspiracy of interest that stood to gain a tremendous amount of financial benefits and power. Let's look at the three verticals. So the pharmaceutical industry is all obviously, you know, number one, they stood to be able to put your product under the color of law that was mandated. So they obviously cut a lot of corners. Then we have big tech and media that saw advertising from pharma and also opportunities for surveillance. There was talk of vaccine passports forever. So big tech was definitely incentivized by new cash flow streams and advertising. Media, they were under the spell of the advertising, and also the government, we found out, gave them money to push the vaccine. And then, of course, the politicians who stood to gain from constant crisis and emergency power and what have you. So we have three big verticals that are basically implicated in this crime, and they're desperately trying to avoid the come to Jesus moment because it's going to implicate media, government, and obviously pharma and big tech. And they're all complicit in the suppression of this.
Well, Ed, we have a word for this. Are you saying there's a conspiracy?
A conspiracy of interests, and definitely. Definitely a conspiracy of interest. Whether or not there was a bunch of fat cats in a room drinking scotch, smoking cigars, laughing maniacally, it doesn't matter. The momentum in the land grab took on a life of its own, and now they're in cover-up mode.
None dare call it a conspiracy. The book is Cause Unknown, Edward Dowd. And here's just a really simple question. If they had the truth on their side, why do they have to shut up anybody that asks questions about it? It's just a really simple question.
Absolutely. I mean, early on when this all started going down, I'm a data analyst. I'm a news junkie. And when I saw the frontline doctor speak and immediately get censored and smeared, I'm like a moth to a flame. So I went and investigated what they were saying. And I quickly surmised that what they were saying had a lot of logic and truth behind it. And that's what really got me going on this journey of mine. So
I'm in a very similar boat. Yeah, I mean, I don't really, and still to this day, I don't have that strong opinions on the vaccine thing. I find it interesting. But I just asked our audience, hey, does anybody know anybody in your family or circle that has had a negative adverse event to the COVID vaccine? Thousands of emails, Ed. Thousands. I was like, well, that's interesting because the media told me that it's perfectly safe and effective. And we just started asking questions and we were called anti-vax and all this. I said, you know what? Screw you. I'm going to try to find the truth here. And I'm not going to stop asking questions because I hope I don't live in a version of Soviet Russia. Ed, thank you for your courage. It's refreshing. The book is Cause Unknown. And quit that noticing, Ed. Be an obedient member of the regime. If you notice, you are a thought criminal. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Again, in life, if you are using power to shut up the opposition, you're probably worried that they're onto something. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you've told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attacks on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. This is your moment to get in the fight. Every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Go to ACLJ.org right now and join us in the fight.